WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. We are hearing from one of the federal inspectors general who were fired Friday night by President Trump. Former Interior Department Inspector General Mark Greenblatt, among at least 17 who got the axe. He was appointed by Trump in his first administration and stayed during the Bidens.
There's no unifying theme. There's no common understanding as to why certain folks were removed and why certain folks were not.
Multiple sources tell ABC News that Ed Martin, acting U.S. Attorney for Washington, D.C. and Stop the Steal promoter, has initiated a review of the office's prosecution of more than 1,500 January 6th rioters. All residents of the Pacific Palisades section of Los Angeles are being allowed back in to evaluate what's left. They're allowed in only from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Residents of some parts still have to have a police escort. This is ABC News. Stock markets were upended Monday by the announcement of a new Chinese artificial intelligence model.
R1 is a new AI model that reportedly can match or outperform equivalent models from firms like OpenAI. Wedbush Securities' Dan Ives says it comes from a company called DeepSeek.
DeepSeek is a Chinese AI research lab.
The company says they were able to develop it for less than $6 million.
The claims should be clearly looked into, given it's China. I'd be shocked if it's $6 million.
Mike Dubosky, ABC News.
More than 600 kids at Solano Weidenman Leadership Academy in Vallejo, California, are getting some unplanned time off. Someone stole the school's copper wiring over the weekend. The electrical system at the school now does not work. Parents are told a fix will likely take a week at a cost of up to $250,000. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, your innocence is proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Seems everywhere in the state, housing has just gotten so expensive. Our current president ran on promises to help the middle class, and I'd like to know what he's going to do about the housing shortages. I went through the executive orders. I read through the speech transcript a couple of times. Nothing he really said or did in the first couple days has anything to do with helping the middle class.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Chiefs beat the Bills. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Kansas City Chiefs held on to beat the Bills 32-29. Quarterback Patrick Mahomes on having the chance to be the first team to win three Super Bowls in a row.
It's just so hard to get to the Super Bowl, and I don't take it for granted. And to be able to do it again at Arrowhead was special. I mean, last year it was awesome. You get there and you win it, but you're at a different stadium. And then being able to win it at Arrowhead, these moments that I'll have for the rest of my life.
Bills quarterback Josh Allen now being 0-4 in the postseason against Kansas City.
It's not fun, but to beat the champs, you gotta beat the champs, and we didn't do it tonight.
The Chiefs will face the Eagles on Sunday, February 9th in Super Bowl 59. College basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers beating Nebraska 83-55. Nebraska has now lost six in a row. NBA, the Bucks are in Salt Lake City tonight to take on the Utah Jazz inside the Delta Center. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwava. There are all kinds of benefits to having a younger host of Wheel of Fortune, especially when it comes to explaining internet slang to your letter-turning co-host, Vanna White. Vanna White posted a picture of her and her son cooking together on social media, which brought her son lots of attention, with people referring to the picture as a thirst trap. Not judging, because I had to Google it myself, but White said she had no idea what that was, but luckily, her young whippersnapper 50-year-old co-host, Ryan Seacrest, set everyone straight. Say what you want about Jennifer Lopez, but she is a showbiz juggernaut. The pop icon actress, who has a tendency to make headlines for all the wrong reason, just righted the ship with a standing ovation after a screening of her new film at the Sundance Film Festival. Lopez stars in the second film adaptation of the novel Kiss of the Spider Woman. Jenny from the Block says this old-fashioned musical version of the film is one she's always wanted to make, and that witnessing a standing ovation actually made her dream come true. How can that awful Ben Affleck not love her? For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly cloudy skies and a northwest wind here in the overnight as temperatures tumble to around the 20-degree mark. On Tuesday, we'll have a mix of clouds and sunshine. This time around, though, the breeze out of the southwest. Gusts nearly to 30 miles per hour. Highs near 40. Currently 26 degrees.
Pat Kreitlow.
Tuesday, we'll get our regular check-in with dairy farmer Hans Breitenmoser, who follows politics that impacts Wisconsin agriculture. And things are looking rough.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call, text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream, on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that used to be Twitter. Hey, the Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team heading east for another Big Ten matchup. They take on Maryland this Wednesday. Our coverage starts at 5 p.m. You can listen to your Wisconsin Badgers men's hoops all season long on Civic Media stations WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids, WRCE Richland Center, WRJN here in Racine and Kenosha, and WLAK in Amory. You can catch the game on the Civic Media app. That is this Wednesday starting at 5 p.m. Joining us now, she is the St. Croix Democratic Party co-chair and was a state assembly candidate in her district in western Wisconsin. Danielle Johnson is our guest. Good morning, Danielle. Thanks so much for joining us. How are you doing?
Yeah, thanks a lot, Jane. I'm joining you from my very fancy studio here in my garage.
I love it.
My camper in my garage.
To keep away from the dogs.
That's right. Yeah.
We appreciate
thanks
that.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Awesome. Well, you have a really nice piece on Civic Media, actually. It says, Why I Believe Ben Wickler will show up for rural America as DNC chair. The vote for the chair is going to happen this Saturday. I saw this morning, Danielle, that Minnesota's Ken Martin right now does appear to be the favorite, but Ben Wickler's got to be a real close second. First, I want to start with when you were knocking on doors in your district, what kinds of things were you hearing from people? What were the issues that were top of mind for folks?
Yeah, so I would say, you know, the message from the Republican Party was coming through loud and clear about essentially immigration and the economy were really big issues on, you know, doors that of like those types of swing voters like we have a lot of in Wisconsin. And so that was quite a bit. There was, you know, there's definitely people that are always glad to see their representatives on the doors, you know, prospective representatives. You know, I had a lot of great conversations with Republicans as well, but I would say that was a big theme.
Do you think the folks who said that they were concerned about immigration, do they understand the ramifications of mass deportations and what this is going to mean to like our food supply system?
No, not at all. And I think that's part of, you know, the problem is that I don't think with our current flows of information that people have are not encouraged or also just don't have the capacity in their lives to really understand issues on a deeper level. You know, they really understand them on an emotional level, and it's very hard to you know, have a super informative conversation on the doors, you know, on doors when you're taking people off guard. And, you know, sometimes it is really difficult to have those deeper conversations about real information. You know, we can talk about how people feel and how they're feeling about the election. But, you know, as they say, elections really are based on emotion and not necessarily on facts.
I don't know how we combat that, Danielle. You know, if your main source of news is Facebook and your Facebook friend's cousin's dog walker said X, I don't know how we fight if that's where you're getting your main source of information from. I don't know how to combat that.
Right. But that, you know, that fact is, that people base their decisions on emotion is not new. I mean, that fact is age old. And I think what the Democratic Party needs to do, and I think what Ben helps us do, is really when we mobilize people, people really start to believe that we're fighting for them. And we see in this election that message did not come through, is that Democrats are really here to fight for working people, which also means we need to step up to the plate and really put our money where our mouth is and lead with our values, which are that. So I think that's the thing that can cut through. And when we are genuinely in that fight, that message should come through.
Well, one thing that Ben has said that I think is really interesting is, he said most Republican voters are getting their information about Democrats and their Democratic policies from Republicans. And mm-hmm. that's a problem.
That's right. I mean, what I said previously does not minimize the fact that improving our information flows is extremely important. And for us to start to tell a story about ourselves, you know, in a unifying way.
What else do you think Ben Wickler would bring to the head of the DNC that the other candidates are lacking?
Well, what I know, I mean, I don't know as much. I've been watching some of the debates and things like that. I certainly don't know as much about the other candidates as I do Ben. But what I know about Ben, really, that a lot of people will say, is that he is a listener. And when I, you know, I was co-chair of the St. Croix County Dems from 2018 to 2020. And what was, when I first started getting involved, like a lot of people, which was in 2016, when I woke up the next day and was like, what is happening in this, what has just happened? And sitting on the side of my bed crying. And then, you know, especially in 2022, realizing, oh, when the Dobbs decision came about, going, oh, this is why I cried. You know, it was not an overreaction. But when I first started getting active, it was very clear to me that we were ignoring, I was rooting for the rural part of our county. Like, I wanted our county party not just to pay attention to the biggest population city, which is Hudson in St. Croix County, but really pay attention to places like Baldwin, where my business is. And I was extremely passionate about that, because if we are basing winning elections on, you know, a growth economy, like essentially like the growth of metropolitan areas, we're missing the mark. And what Ben was able to do was really that instinct that I had, or that belief that I had, that passion that I had for the rural part of our county and the rural part of our states, or the rural parts of our state, is that we can't leave that behind. We can't disregard that. We need to be able to communicate in ways that bring people in. And through listening and investing in the organizations of our rural county parties and finding places for people like me who are very passionate about the rural part of our state, it's not only what we need to do to win elections, but it's what we need to do to lead with our values. And I really appreciate that about Ben. And I really think at this moment in time, that is absolutely 100% of what's needed for Democrats to get back on track.
If you're just joining us, Danielle Johnson is our guest. She served as St. Croix County Democratic Party co-chair, was also a state assembly candidate in her rural district in western Wisconsin. And we're talking about Ben Wickler, who's been head of Wisconsin Democrats and is now vying to head the Democratic National Committee. The vote will be this Saturday. I think we would all love to see him get this at the same time. It's like he's ours and I want to keep him here because he's done a great job. I mean, granted, Democrats picked up seats in Wisconsin under the new fairer maps. That is a good thing. That's something that hasn't happened in over a decade. And there's still a way to go, but I can certainly see how he would take his expertise to a national level.
Yeah, that's right. It's hard to imagine who the next leader in Wisconsin will be once Ben wins. I think he has a good chance. I just saw that there's a lot of great governors who have endorsed him and things like that. And he's done a great job on the debates that I've seen. So, yeah.
Danielle, when you were knocking on doors, especially in rural areas in Wisconsin, did you hear much concern about school vouchers and taking money away from public schools to fund private schools? Is that very top of mind for rural voters?
I'd say there's not a lot of schools like that in our area. What I did hear though was about taxes, because we've had so many referendum on the ballots in order to fund schools, and that is that's a huge problem. So when people talk about taxes around here, they're not talking about income taxes, they're talking about property taxes, because Wisconsin has really shied away from adequately funding schools.
But again, it's, do they understand who's been in control of those dollars? It's been Republicans in control of those dollars for over a decade and essentially underfunding not just Milwaukee, which I think they love to brag about, but they've been underfunding communities all across the state. And now when they see these property tax increases because of the school referendum, you can take that right back to the Republicans in Madison.
Yeah, that's 100% true. And that is I would say that's an area of growth for that message to get through. People have this, you know, part of the propaganda that's going on is, you know, pitting people against each other is the belief in the rural part that, you know, Milwaukee and Madison are taking our money away, when the opposite is true, that it's the Republicans who are doing that in order to favor the more wealthy parts of our state. So,
well, and what's really concerning too, Danielle, is that again, these voucher schools and these private schools, as you said yourself, there aren't those options in a lot of rural districts. So if they end up killing off all our public schools, I don't know what folks think are going to happen to their schools in their rural areas. It's not going to be good. We're going to continue our conversation with Danielle Johnson. You can always join us 855-752-4842. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
She gets mad and she starts to cry. She takes a swing, man. She can't hurt. She don't mean no harm. She just don't know what else to do about it.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Where are you at with dome stadiums?
Oh, love them. Snow games are awesome, but it's also a risk of injuries and everything.
Give me a dome anytime. I don't want to see elite athletes running on snow like it's me playing out there and tripping and slipping. I want to watch those guys run. I want the receivers to run and catch their passes. I want to see great athletes being great athletes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor.
No court in the country came closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6th rioters. So if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome back. To Matt Nair on air, Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text. It's the same number, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. After the 11:30 news, we'll lighten things up a little bit and talk Oscars. Is it a requirement that all Best Picture Oscar nominees have to be really boring? That's my hypothesis. I'm just throwing it out there. And then we're going to wrap it all up, as we always do, with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it's the Let's Get Sniffy With It that's coming up at the very end of the show. Right now, though, we are joined by Danielle Johnson. She is a former co-chair of the St. Croix Democratic Party and a state assembly candidate in your rural district in western Wisconsin. Danielle, before the break, you had mentioned that you didn't really get involved into politics until 2016. And I think there are folks listening who are like, gee, I'd like to do something, but I don't know where to start. And do I really want to do this? And what was your experience like? What, I mean, did you, when you woke up that day and you're like, I need to do something, what was the first step? Where did you go first?
I first went to find out where my county party was meeting. So, and it took actually, you know, and I went to a meeting, and I kept going to meetings. I didn't know anybody, but kind of just started to figure out what their deal was, what kind of activities they were doing. I remember one thing when I was, before I became co-chair, I was so passionate about reaching out to the rural part of the county, you know, when it came to election time and we were doing canvassing. I was like, I remember talking to one of the young organizers for that particular election going, okay, what do we need to do to canvass out of New Richmond, you know, instead of just Hudson? So I pestered him for quite a while until we were launching volunteers out of the New Richmond area. And it's just a matter of like showing up, finding people you can work with, you know, just moving the needle however you can. One thing I would really encourage people to do is realize when they start getting involved with their county parties is realize that these people are volunteers doing their best and that you're not going to get a catered, horribly organized, wonderful volunteer experience. Like if you're doing it just so you can just, you know, hang out for a couple of hours one time and just think you've created had a beautiful experience, it's not going to be like that. We're doing our best. There's a lot of disorganization and you need to figure out how you can move the needle, what you can do to help that organization along.
I guess the one criticism I did hear of Ben Wickler and how he handled things was maybe not necessarily listening closely enough to folks on the ground in our rural areas and the desire to see more attention poured into those smaller communities as opposed to the larger ones like you had mentioned.
I think this last election took everybody off guard to a large degree. As I was canvassing, I've ran for assembly twice. So I ran for assembly in 2022 and then in 2024. And this last time, as I was knocking on doors, I realized that there was something going on that as far as people, you know, bringing up time and time again, the immigration issue, the economy, things that were not aligned with reality, and to a large degree, at larger degree than before in 2022. But I really think that I don't know if we could have done anything, if we could have tapped into like, hey, this is going on, if there was a mechanism for us to really realize that was such a strong force and be able to react to it. You know, I think mechanisms like that going forward would like a feedback mechanism where there's intel from the ground that feeds back up to the top is something that we need to look into for the future. I don't consider it a fault, though, because there, you know, here we are, and you know, you can dissect it as much as you want to, but I don't think anybody really saw to the magnitude of what was coming.
Well, and I guess what I find so disturbing is, and that's very much by design, to encourage people to look at immigrants or those who have less and make the argument that you're getting stuff that I should have, when really the one common enemy we all have are the Jeff Bezos and the Elon Musks and the oligarchs of the world. They are the ones who are taking from us, not people who are on the same financial plane or even lower than we are on the financial plane. That's not the problem. It's the guys up there that are the problem.
Yeah, that's 100% right, Jane. And I think what we need to do going forward is, you know, there's still some people who believe like that we should sort of downplay our values, you know, like not really dig in deep to protecting the LGBTQ community, and you know, so that we can get elected to go more towards the center, so that we can get elected. And I think it's just wrong, you know. To your point, we have to lead with our values, that we're none of us are free until all of us are free, and that the most marginalized people in our society is a way for us to essentially lose our own power. Nobody is powerful unless all of us are powerful. And I think, you know, Ben has those values, and I think that's what we need to do going forward, is to embrace those values, lead with those values, and that's how we deliver the message that working class people are not going to be left behind by the Democratic Party.
Well, we'll see what happens on Saturday. The vote for the head of the DNC happens this weekend. Danielle Johnson, you are an inspiration. If folks want to get involved, do like Danielle and just find out first and foremost where your county Democratic Party meets and get involved. You can do postcards. There's all kinds of ways that you can get involved if you don't want to just sit back and watch things happen. Danielle Johnson, thank you so very much for joining us today. Really appreciate your time.
Yeah, thanks, Jane.
Stay with us. News is coming up next. Then keep it right here. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
You say you got a real solution. Well, you know, we don't love to see the plan. You ask me for a contribution. Well, you know, we all do what we can. But if you want money for people with minds that hate, all I can tell you is, brother, you have to wait.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. We are hearing from one of the federal inspectors general who were fired Friday night by President Trump. Former Interior Department Inspector General Mark Greenblatt, among at least 17 who got the axe, he was appointed by Trump in his first administration and stayed during the Bidens.
There's no unifying theme. There's no common understanding as to why certain folks were removed and why certain folks were not.
Multiple sources tell ABC News that Ed Martin, acting U.S. Attorney for Washington, D.C., and Stop the Steal promoter, has initiated a review of the office's prosecution of more than 1,500 January 6th rioters. All residents of the Pacific Palisades section of Los Angeles are being allowed back in to evaluate what's left. They're allowed in only from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Residents of some parts still have to have a police escort. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
The Bucks defeat the Jazz. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Another win for Milwaukee, 125-110 over the Utah Jazz. Head coach Doc Rivers asked why would the refs call a flagrant two foul on the Bucks' Andre Jackson with less than a minute left to play.
Late in the game, my opinion, the refs were probably trying to keep the game clean. I think Sexton and they were getting into it, and honestly, I think they believe get one of them off the floor, so nothing happened. So I get it. I didn't think it was a flagrant two, but I think that's the reason.
The Bucks are in Portland tonight against the Trail Blazers. College basketball: the Badgers travel to Maryland to play the Terrapins tomorrow night. Wisconsin now ranked 17th in the nation. NFL: the Green Bay Packers have signed Rich Bisaccia to a contract extension, adding on an additional 2 years. Bisaccia is assistant head coach and special teams coordinator, and Luke Getsy has returned to the coaching staff as an offensive assistant. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Well, the 2025 Super Bowl is set. It will be the Philadelphia Eagles taking on the Kansas City Chiefs, which most people don't seem that excited about. The Chiefs will be trying to three-peat, something that has never been achieved in the Super Bowl era. The Philadelphia Eagles scored the most points in an NFL championship conference game ever, but unfortunately, they can't save some of those points for the Super Bowl. Here's hoping for a good game. Timothée Chalamet plays Bob Dylan in A Complete Unknown. The Oscar-nominated actor came under fire for a line he ad-libbed while playing an exercise class instructor, making a joke about recently deceased President Jimmy Carter. The joke was mostly met with cringe, but people who defended him countered it was just a joke. So to summarize, Chalamet, who plays a Nobel Prize winner in a movie, made fun of a Nobel Peace Prize winner on Saturday Night Live.
How noble?
For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly cloudy skies and a northwest wind here in the overnight as temperatures tumble to around the 20-degree mark. On Tuesday, we'll have a mix of clouds and sunshine. This time around, though, the breeze out of the southwest. Gusts nearly to 30 miles per hour. Highs near 40. It's 27 at our studios.
The Todd Alba Show.
The argument from my former party has been, it's not the guns, it's mental health. Well, no worries, folks. Governor Evers has got you covered. He introduced a plan to put millions of dollars into mental health, particularly for young kids. And the Republicans in the chamber did not clap. If you can't be it for kids, then what the heck can you be for? Jeepers criminy.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Seems everywhere in the state, housing has just gotten so expensive. Our current president ran on promises to help the middle class, and I'd like to know what he's going to do about the housing shortages. I went through the executive orders. I read through the speech transcript a couple of times. Nothing he really said or did in the first couple days has anything to do with helping the middle class.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Dom Salvia.
Next time, we go overtime with Maggie Dawn. Plus, Wisconsin Republicans want to limit Governor Evers' veto powers. Why did they do it when they had the majorities under former Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
I'm bored. I'm the chairman of the board. I'm a lengthy monologue. I'm living like a dog. I'm bored.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair. Greg Bach is on the board. Coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. Join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Or leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, what used to be Twitter. You can also call and text directly from the app. So if you haven't downloaded it yet, you should do so. Wherever you get your apps, look for Civic, C-I-V-I-C. Civic Media, download the Civic Media app. You can call and text directly from that, and it is, as Greg likes to say, absolutely free.
Get it.
Maggie Dawn coming up later on this afternoon from 2 to 4. She is going to talk about us and money, Americans and money. Donald Trump, of course, promising tax cuts for the ultra wealthy because they're really struggling right now, Greg.
Let's take a moment.
It's not easy being an oligarch. Yeah. And, you know, Jeff Bezos has the biggest yacht, and I have the second biggest yacht, and so I need, you know, a comparable yacht. So those people need tax cuts, obviously. And the rest of us, well, yeah, we'll just have to deal with it.
Is there any other time this week that people can, besides the Maggie Dawn Show from 2 to 4 every day here on Civic Media, anywhere else they could hear Maggie?
The wonderful Maggie Dawn joining us.
Oh!
Tomorrow morning at 10:33.
I had no idea.
I know you're surprised.
I'm very surprised.
Maggie will be here to join us tomorrow from 10:33 when we like to slot in one of our fellow Civic Media talk show hosts. Mm-hmm. Find out what's going on.
Yeah.
You and Pat Kreitlow talked about this morning on Up North News Radio. Of course, the Oscars and the Oscar nominations are out. And you guys were talking about Best Picture. And there is one in the running this year for Best Picture called Conclave.
Yes.
I paid for Conclave.
Oh, boy.
I paid $6, but it was so boring. It was so boring. And I like Ralph Fiennes. I think Ralph Fiennes is a great actor.
Well, that whole cast is amazing.
Stanley Tucci is fantastic. Everyone in there is fantastic. It was awful. Am I the only one who saw that movie and was just bored to tears? 855-752-4842. Did you think Conclave was boring? I didn't finish it.
You didn't finish? Oh.
No. I got at least halfway through, and it's like, I just don't care.
Donald Trump becomes the Pope. There you go. I ruined it for you.
It's like, I don't care who becomes Pope. I really don't. I don't care.
It's just, you know, and I'd further the question out for those listening. You know, feel free to call in 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Just the Oscars alone, when you see the movies, I'm a person who probably sees maybe one, if two, Oscar-nominated films in a year. And the rest, I just feel like it's always me going, what?
Yeah, I feel the same way.
What is that?
I feel like I am not high-minded enough.
No, yeah. I mean, and I mean, I'm not the most educated man on the earth, but I feel like when you're talking about the best movies of the year, I should at least have heard of some of them.
Wouldn't that be nice?
I mean, short films, international films, animated films. Like, there's a lot of movies where I'm like, I get why I haven't heard of this because they're not my jam. I don't get into international documentaries or things like that.
Right.
But Best Picture, that just feels like every single one of them, I should say, oh, I know that one. I know that one. I think they just made this. I think there's one of these is made up.
Well, okay, we've got Anora.
Yep.
Never heard of it.
Nope.
The Brutalist I know because Adrian Brody is in it.
The only reason why I know The Brutalist is because of the Golden Globes.
Because he won for that.
Exactly.
And it's a really long film. I understand it's, again, it's like 3 hours, 3.5 okay. hours. Really, really long movie. Complete Unknown, that's the one about Bob Dylan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to start an international incident, but Bob Dylan could never sing.
Okay.
Never.
In Jane's opinion, Bob Dylan can't sing.
Great writer, poet. I'll give him that. He never had a good voice, ever.
Okay.
Just saying. Conclave. Again, Ralph Fiennes, Stanley Tucci. Who's the other one that I'm
getting? Gary Oldman in that? Is he in that? I don't know. Hold on. Let me look at the poster.
I'm thinking of the very tall, whose name escapes me right now. Dune Part 2.
That's interesting that a sequel.
And science fiction, which doesn't normally seem land for the best picture category.
John Lithgow. He's the other one.
That's
I mean, and Isabella Rossellini. Isabel Rossellini. Who's also a fantastic actor.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's a stellar cast in Conclave. But yeah, just as I said to you and Pat this morning, the high intrigue of picking a new pope.
I kept waiting.
Yeah.
For it, the whole thing moved so slowly. It's like, where's the tension? Where's the whole? I just don't care.
Yeah.
Mark from Prairie du Sac is on the line. Good morning, Mark. What'd you want to say about this?
No, and based on what you said, I have no desire to see it. I guess my point is that I have, you know, what makes movies good or not. For most of this stuff, I just want to be entertained. I mean, that some of it I want escapist stuff. And for Dune Part 2, I thought that movie was worse than Dune Part 1 because I was expecting, having read Frank Herbert's original book,
yep.
And none of them have met up to the... what is actually in the book. I mean, they'd be far better off sticking closer to the book than adding their little takeoffs on it, because there's actually been a lot more supporting literature on Dune in the whole thing as Sun took off and had put in the whole history of what was going on prior to that. But, I mean, there's movies that I thought I enjoyed. I enjoyed Madame Web. Maybe that makes me twisted.
You're the one, Mark, from Prairie du Sac. The only human who liked that movie.
And, it wasn't the best movie at all, but, I mean, I just kind of enjoyed it. Here's a poor woman who gets thrust in anything. She goes, well, what the hell is going on now? And all this stuff is happening to her. And, yeah, it could have been some other, but I actually appreciated it. I mean, that actually you all of a sudden you're faced with, there's more or less a demon, and you have to... do just the best you can. That's how the slides I took from it. Because I just kind of appreciate the whole hero thing where heroes thrust upon more than they have to do, and just do the best they can. And, the three little characters that got introduced in that movie, I said, well, there's a storyline right there.
Well, they're, Mark, I'm sorry to tell you this, they're never coming back again. Never.
And that sucks, I mean, as far as I'm concerned.
But don't...
Because I thought that was interesting that here we have they have the whole multiverse that they've introduced into these movies, and what's wrong with that?
That's a whole other conversation, Mark. Appreciate you
really
calling.
Appreciate that, Mark.
I will say though, Mark, you can know this, that Madam Web has been recognized because it is nominated for the Razzies this year. So,
well, there you
we
go.
We should talk about those before.
The Razzies.
Yeah, exactly. But
and don't take my word about Conclave, Mark, because again, that's just my opinion. A couple folks on the text line, somebody on WAUK, I loved Conclave. I was raised Catholic and knew the background of the politics involved. I was also raised Catholic.
So was I.
And I'm familiar with the politics. Sue from Franklin, really? We thought Conclave was great. You need to watch the ending. There's a twist, which is what Pat Kreitlow referred to this morning.
Yeah.
The whole point, I think, is that no one is perfect.
Well, that's the whole point of the Catholic Church, I think, or, religion in general, at least in Christianity, you're not perfect.
You get a second chance.
Especially for the presidency. What? Sorry, what now?
Dave from New Berlin. I didn't know John Lithgow was still around.
Oh,
yes,
he's still around.
Dave, he is still around.
Oh, he is an American treasure, in my opinion.
He really
is. He can do everything. So.
Also, we're talking about the Oscar nominations. Yeah. This year's nominees for Best Picture, Emilia Perez, I'm Still Here, Nickel Boys.
What's I'm Still Here about?
I have no idea.
Okay, let's go. Let's go to a place called
Google
Internet.
I'm still here. Nickel Boys, The Substance. That's the one with Demi Moore. Kind of a body double horror movie thing.
Mm-hmm.
She's trying to stay young forever, which is probably a really good message for Hollywood. I'm just saying. And then Wicked. Also kind of a surprise.
Yeah. Well, I feel like it was going to be Wicked's year until Emilia Perez showed up. And there are people who are saying, you know, all right, we get it. It's a musical. It is, what's her face? Very famous. Selena Gomez, who's very lovely. I love Selena Gomez on Only Murders in the Building.
Ariana Grande is in Wicked.
I'm talking about Emilia Perez.
Oh, Emilia Perez.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And... but there, I've watched a little bit of some clips. I'm like, it doesn't look good. Like, it's just, it's very, as my uncle would say, au courant with what's going on in the world.
Okay.
It's topical. It's musical. It's got a famous person, famous people in there. But not a lot of, like, backing behind it for how great it is. Like, Wicked is, I think, from what I've been told, is a fantastic, beautiful movie.
Right.
But Emilia Perez just sort of came out of nowhere and all of a sudden is in our faces with, like, Wicked should have gotten all the nominations. They didn't get Best Director, but Emilia Perez is 13.
Well, I do think Hollywood likes to reward smaller, obscure, unique storylines.
This is a Netflix movie with a huge budget with Selena Gomez and Zoe Saldana. This is not
I'm still here.
Oh.
Interesting.
No, that's, once again, Emilia Perez.
Oh, Emilia Perez.
Yeah. No, yeah, you're right. Those small movies, yes.
They like those.
But they also, but Hollywood also loves to pat themselves on the back to say, look, we're not just a boardroom full of old white dudes.
Pat, previous Oscar winner best pictures include Oppenheimer.
Mm-hmm. That was
another really, really, really long movie.
That was a lot to take in.
Also moved really slowly.
Yeah.
Year before that, remember this? Everything, Everywhere, All at Once.
Loved that movie.
You did?
Oh, God. Yes. Yes.
I was so confused by the end of that film.
Yeah, that's why you got to watch it again.
Maybe you can just explain it to me.
Yeah.
Draw it out slowly. Nomadland went from 2021.
I never heard of that one.
That was with Frances McDormand.
I love her, though.
Living in her van.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
While
yes,
working
yes.
for Amazon. That was a good film, but okay. a smaller movie.
Yep.
Not a lot of explosions and exciting things. 2020 winner was Parasite.
Yeah, that one
that was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Spotlight.
Spotlight's an amazing film.
Which I still watch.
Yeah.
When I really want to be depressed. From 2016. Yeah. Another one that lost me, and I tried to watch this one. Remember Birdman with Michael Keaton?
Yes, I remember that one. And I just love that between Birdman and there was another film he was in that year, it just brought him back to us. Because I felt like Michael Keaton was gone too long from our world.
Our consciousness?
Yes, and when he came back strong, and I love that.
That was another movie I couldn't finish.
Maybe you should finish movies. Then you'll, Jane, maybe if you finish your movie, you'll know if you like it or not. Because
but if I'm bored for 3/4 of the film, is that a good indicator of a good film for me?
I feel like I would make the argument that if you're 3/4 of the way in, just take the ball all the way down the rest of the field.
I should finish it off.
Yeah, if you're bored halfway or even less than yes, turn it off. But if you're 3/4 of the way through, then...
suffer through it.
Suck it up. Suck it up, Matt Nair.
2011 Best Picture was The King's Speech. Great film.
That was a beautiful film. Made
that's another. That's another movie I will watch over and over and over and over again.
Right amount of length. It's got substance.
Yes.
It's got a story that people can... even if you're not a king, you can identify with.
It's got sweet moments. It's got humor.
Mm-hmm.
It's got everything.
It's got
everything.
Welcome to Greg and Jane, Matt, and Air. Just read the Oscars winners from years before.
Well, we're going to go look up some spoiler alerts and report back to you. And then when we return, we will wrap it all up as we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today, it's Get Snippy With It. It's all on the way. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air on the vast statewide, countrywide, we're global on the app, baby, Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm bored. chairman of the board. I'm a lengthy monologue. I'm living like a dog. I'm bored. I bore myself to sleep at night. I bore myself in broad daylight because I'm bored. Just another slimy bore.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Where are you at with dome stadiums?
Oh, love them. Snow games are awesome, but it's also a risk of injuries and everything.
Give me a dome anytime. I don't want to see elite athletes running on snow like it's me playing out there and tripping and slipping. I want to watch those guys run. I want the receivers to run and catch their passes. I want to see great athletes being great athletes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt and Air on Air.
Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor.
No court in the country came closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6 rioters. So if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bott coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. Join us, call or text 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Our usual producer, Calvinator, off today. He will be back tomorrow. Greg Bott going to be gone from Wednesday on through next Monday.
Yep.
Going down to Memphis.
Going down from Memphis, I'll have myself a time.
Hope you have a lovely, lovely time.
Me too.
And also, I wanted to give you a shout out. Over the weekend, if you listen any to Wait, Don't Tell Me.
I'm a fan.
The Laughing Tap got a shout out.
What?
Your comedy club got a shout out.
What?
Because you have a big comic coming in a couple weeks.
Yes, we do. We have my... He's been on Netflix. He has been on... Wait, don't tell me. He's a regular there. Mr. Hari Kundabolu is coming back to the Laughing Tap. It's like third time coming back.
Cool.
He is a friend of mine. He's a good guy. He's coming March 20th through the 22nd. So there's five shows. One Thursday, two Friday, two Saturday. Get your tickets. They will sell out.
You can find him on YouTube if you search for him, and you can see some of his stand-up. He's a very, very funny guy.
He's quite political.
Yep.
And I'll leave it at that.
All right. It is 11:53. Greg, that means it is time for...
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
If you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me Ed Janes says at civicmedia.us, JANESAYS. Janes says at civicmedia.us, today it's the Getting Snippy With Me edition. Headline reads from Ben Coast in the New York Post. Surgeon and father of three performs vasectomy on himself as a gift for his wife. Quote, I am really brave. Unquote.
First of all, let's start. What was that again? What was the name of the author?
Ben Coast.
In what was the name of the paper?
The New York Post.
And it is a vasectomy done by me. Boom! There it is. Oh my gosh. This is.
Would you like details?
Yes!
Here we go. Plastic surgeon Chen Wiang in Taiwan made men of the world wince after giving himself a vasectomy on camera. He posted it on Instagram. It's gotten 4 million views. Quote, it was a strange feeling to touch and suture my own urethra, declared Dr. Wiang. He upgraded it to the AI-translated platform for educational purposes. I am really brave, he said on Instagram. The father of three said he decided to give himself a vasectomy as a gift to my wife to ensure the couple didn't have any more children. The doctor opted for a vasectomy. It's one form of male birth control in which the surgeon cuts and seals the tubes that carry sperm, thereby preventing fertilization during sex. Vasectomy has a very low risk of problems and can usually be performed in an outpatient setting under local anesthesia. But unlike most patients, this doctor decided to go the DIY route. The tutorial shows him in his chair performing the operation on himself as he casually talks viewers through it as if he's doing a makeup tutorial. After applying the general anesthetic to his important part, an anatomical part, the fully conscious doctor carries out the self-surgery using a scalpel and a clamp. He said he only displayed visible discomfort once, leaning back in his chair in apparent pain, then gathers his tools and resumes the operation. The procedure typically lasts between 10 and 30 minutes. His took twice as long because he performed it on himself. Many commenters praised him for his bravery. You are really awesome, said one fan, while another said, yeah, don't try this at home. Something I think we can all live with.
When you think about it, if you are a doctor and you know what you're doing, I mean, I've seen people tattoo themselves and do a really good job. If you are an expert in the field, I guess, yeah, go for it. I just think... Just the idea, I am very brave. All right, bro, knock it off.
And just maybe, you know, next time, if you'd like to get your wife a nice gift, flowers are nice.
Well, that's the other thing, too, is the vasectomy can be one thing, but I would never assume, I would never say to my wife, honey, I got you the gift that never gives again.
That wraps up today's episode of...
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Coming up on the show tomorrow, Maggie Dawn will be here, our friend and colleague, from 10:30 until 11 o'clock. On the way next, we have the noon news. Todd Alba from noon to 2, Maggie 2 to 4, Dom Salvia 4 to 6, Pete Schwabe lighting it up with Nightlight from 6 to 8 p.m., and then Robert Pilot from Native Roots Radio from 8 to 9 p.m. Of course, Pat Kreitlow kicks things off early mornings from 6 to 8, and then Earl Ingram Jr. right before us. From 8 to 10 a.m. here on WAUK. Thank you, Greg, and all of our engineers. Without you guys, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It absolutely means the world. I hope you find some joy today and you have the chance to share it. We'll be back with you tomorrow. Stay here. News is next on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Maggie Dawn.
At the top of the show, I'll be joined by former Capitol Police Officer Harry Dunn explaining why Brad Schimmel should never be a Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. The Todd Alba Show.
The argument from my former party has been, it's not the guns, it's mental health. Well, no worries, folks. Governor Evers has got you covered. He introduced a plan to put millions of dollars into mental health, particularly for young kids. And the Republicans in the chamber did not clap. If you can't be it for kids, then what the heck can you be for? Jeepers, criminy.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Surging immigrant raids in the days since President Trump took office.
The sweeps from coast to coast. In Denver, agents raiding a nightclub, detaining around 50 people, a bus driving them away. The DEA says they were associated with the violent Venezuelan gang Tren de Aragua. The administration hoping to convince undocumented migrants to self-deport. And others not to come in the first place.
ABC's Rachel Scott. Senate Minority Leader Charles Schumer calling on the administration to immediately reverse course. The White House Budget Office ordering all federal agencies to pause any financial assistance spending if they suspect it might conflict with Trump's executive orders. January 6th convict Michael Matthew Huddle was among those pardoned recently by the president. We're getting word from Jasper County in northwest Indiana that a sheriff's deputy shot and killed Huddle over the weekend during a traffic stop. This is ABC News.